the center. Greed and ruthlessness fed this stone. In its victim, it had found a plenty and ample quantity of the greedy smorgasbord to sustain it. He let two more drops fall directly onto the stone itself before stepping away to stand directly in front of him. The spellcaster then held his own hand up and began to chant the words that would end the curse. Winds burst into the room with a deafening cry as a fire shot to life in a blazing show of red from the hearth. Holding his concentration ever more steadfast, the spellcaster doused the man's hand with the powerful magic-infused potion, and then did the same with his own, reciting the words of the ancient spell. Morganus, darkness and shadows abound. Release this fool from the grip of your death hound. The winds beat at them both as sinister, shrieking shadows flew from the fire. The room began to swirl with a maddening scream, banshees and wailers shrieking in a fight to hold on to their one prize. The spellcaster became lost as his eyes fixed on the deathstone embedded deep within the innkeeper's hand. Above the loud howls of the swirling banshees and wailers, the innkeeper yelled his words at the spellbound caster.
Spellcaster, please, you must protect me from these devils. They mean to carry me down to the depths of hell with them.
And it would serve you right. Give me a good reason why I should not toss your worthless, wicked soul to them now. The innkeeper's eyes widened with horror.
Double the price agreed upon. Just do your job, sorcerer.
The spellcaster, with eyes transfixed with an ominous glow, and lost in the spell he now cast, looked at the innkeeper with seriousness through ember-glowing eyes. With one long, deep breath, he yelled out the final words to the spell.
Death unfold! Wailers abound! Leave this wretched soul and curse him no more!
With one quick motion, the spellcaster plunged his fingers into the innkeeper's bloody hand. Ripping the embedded deathstone from the putrid flesh, he tossed it into the raging fire in the hearth. Banshees and wailers screamed as they were sucked into the raging inferno. The fire hissed as it burnt down to a pile of glowing ember coals. The room soon became quiet and returned to normalcy. The innkeeper stood peering down at the now healing hand. Beads of perspiration and sweat dripped from his brow.
I thank you, spellcaster. If there is anything you are ever in need of, please feel free to ask it of me. I owe you much.
Only the terms of my fee that would be payment enough.
Oh, but of course.
The innkeeper rushed from the hearth and retrieved his money bag, and from it retrieved a copper coin.
Here, and I thank you again.
The spellcaster looked down at the measly fee and shook his head.
My, how soon we forget the hand that feeds us.
He took the coin and dropped it into a pouch at his side.
Do not call on me a second time, wretch. Your soul is surely as doomed as the greed that remains in your heart.
The best that you could hope for now is that you learn to bend over and kiss that greedy arse of yours goodbye. You will not be finding me a second time. He left the innkeeper standing there with a stubborn scowl across his face. Some greedy fools did not and would not learn. He slammed the door behind him and took his leave into the night. Fire Pass. The spellcaster walked down the long and narrow mountain pass. His thoughts today had long been on plans and preparations for his venture into the new lands, and a future yet unseen to his own eye. Many years ago it had been when he had first heard of the riches to be found, and yet he could still not believe that such a prospect could be possible for even the likes of him. He had gone against all of his instincts and left on foot in the dead of night to make the journey, a choice that haunted him at the moment still. Either way he looked at it, it would be a chance for a new life with better prospects for the future, or the same life he had left behind, not that far off from a win or lose situation. The two suns were already high into the noon sky. The heat had begun its ravishing and blistering burn to the skin. The robes he wore were heavy and hot wools, but at least they had added some